This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my gigglerettes?
Yeah.
I know you're wondering, are we okay?
We're wondering the same thing.
We're not okay, but we're about to walk you through everything that happened on my bachelorette party. I know we said we're on YouTube and we are. However, we couldn't get it together today.
No, we couldn't. Like, there was just in no situation we were going to be able to figure it out. We just couldn't.
It's a miracle we're here today to tell the tale.
Honestly, everything crazy that could have happened, except like the police ever being involved, which is nice.
Someone paid someone off. Someone knew someone.
We wreaked havoc. Honestly, in the Uber to the airport, I said, I think I'm good on Miami for like 6 months.
There was not a stone left unturned.
No, like Miami, we apologize, but we will not be back anytime soon.
And I had no expectations for this weekend. I mean, I'd been talking about it on the pod, getting people hyped up, but when you get 10 girls together, you don't know what's gonna happen.
I'm gonna be totally honest.
Uh-oh.
This is me being completely truthful. On my way to the airport Friday morning, I was like, damn, this might potentially suck. Like, what if like we all just don't vibe the same way? What if like we're on different pages in terms of going out? I was like, shoot, I better just prepare for it to like be okay.
I realize 75% of the episodes of Giggly Squad are us talking about how we don't like being in big groups. And I was like, oh, I've made a really big mistake. What? I've been pretty good with my anxiety where I could have stressed out, but I just went in like be in the moment, because if you worry, there could be so many things that could go wrong on this bachelorette.
Also, not everyone knew each other. Like, this was a true bachelorette where you had friends from different paths in your life to come together. And I would say I only really knew Sierra and Haley, and everybody else like I know in terms of being like, hey, how are you, like, oh my god, great to run into you, but I don't know anyone.
Yeah. And Paige, we have some PTSD. like, we've had some bad dinners in our life.
Yeah, we have.
And or worse than like a fight at dinner is those dinners where everyone is like, the weather in Miami is like really good. Yeah. Like, just like, so awkward.
Yes, yeah, so awkward.
So let's talk about the characters.
Okay.
Let's first show the characters. First up, we have Ashley and Raina from the podcast Girls Gotta Eat. Some would say they're our rival pod. You gotta keep your enemies close. No, I'm just kidding. No, they're actually like mentors and very special people in my life. But you never met them.
I had never met them. I think I had met Ashley like briefly one night. But like I didn't know Raina. We immaculate vibes all around. Like it was like we had been friends when we sat down to that first dinner.
Yes. Then we have my friend Haley, who I met on an elevator and then introduced her to my roommate, and they're now getting married, who is just like that ray of sunshine. So annoying. Like, you'll wake up and she's like, the birds are chirping. But you need that.
She's so she's so pure and wholesome, and she sings musicals, and she is a preschool teacher. But let me tell you, when that girl gets at a strip club, she is a different human.
Oh God. Okay, then we have Sierra.
We all know. We love her. She loves a good party. She put 100% into it.
Was ready to go all out. And we were still on the adrenaline from our previous podcast that we talked on top of each other the entire time in the best way possible. Okay, then we have Taylor Strecker, who's the reason I'm even in radio.
Yep.
Who is, if you don't listen to Taylor Strecker pod, you should. She was like a star at SiriusXM, was married to this rich guy. They got divorced. Now she just married a woman. So she is everything.
I am so in love with her. Like, I at one
she
point I was like,
class.
I think
like she's classy.
I was like, I think she's so classy. She's so she just gives off like rich, classy vibes. Mm-hmm. At one point during the weekend, I was like, I think this was a lesbian trip, and I think that I'm going home a lesbian.
I think we all were at least by the end.
We absolutely were.
Then we have Michelle Cheechasvili. I love how I'm doing full names, just calling people out. We call her Cheech, and she is like the director.
Yep.
Everyone had kind of a role. She was making sure the reservations were right. She was getting in people's faces if there was a problem. She was making sure everything went seamlessly.
Yes. The weekend would not have been possible without Cheech.
Cheech was the glue that kept it together, but also was like keeping an eye on everyone to make sure we were all okay.
Remember on Saturday when we were all dying a slow death and she had like moved the reservation like 2 hours and the group chat lost their minds? They were like, fuck yeah, Cheech for president.
She goes, reservations moved from 7 to 10. And we're like, thank the Lord. Then we had my manager there just in case.
Just in case.
Isabel. It's business. We're doing business too while we're drunk. You never know when a deal might need to be done.
I think I bought a strip club. Like, I don't know what happened.
She took 5%, I'm pretty sure. And then finally,
the star of The Bachelorette,
Becca Bailey, my best friend from college. She was on the tennis team with me. She wasn't going to be able to come. Last second, she's like, I'm there. And let's just say, She was the party.
I knew I was going to like her from the moment I met her because she looked at me and she goes, what, do you have an ice luge competition after this? Why would you wear a onesie to the airport? And I was like, nice to meet you. I'm Paige.
And it was great to meet like my current best friend and my best friend of like 8 years. Because after college, I made her move to New York with me. Then she left to go to Arkansas. But you're both like the best sense of humor ever, except she is the most tomboy you can get and you are the most girly you can get.
Dude, she said to me at the end, she was like, I was like, how did Hannah describe me? And she was like, she described you as like the girliest girl in the world who just giggles at everything. Started immediately laughing. She was like, and it's true.
And I've never gotten more joy than seeing friends get along. Actually, the first night, there was a moment where everyone at Swan was talking to each other except for me.
Yeah.
People forgot I was there. And for a second, I was like so happy. And then I was like, whoa, wait a second. And I started cursing everyone out, being like, no, you guys shouldn't be fucking talking to each other. I'm here. So anyway, let's begin. Getting to Miami was havoc.
Yeah.
Pure havoc. There was a thunderstorm.
Flights were delayed. I was in the air for 5 hours. It was a nightmare.
Our plane couldn't land. And I was like, if it didn't start with some drama, this wouldn't be my bachelorette.
Right. So true.
So people were like, we were just waiting for people to fly through a thunderstorm to get to me. And we were like, hope we see them soon. Has anyone gotten a text from them? And we're like, no, they're still in the air. Don't worry. They're circling.
That was the theme. It was like, no, they're still in the air.
So people were trickling in between like 1 and 6 p.m.
Yep.
And let's discuss the room situation. This is literally an episode of a reality TV show. So I got upgraded to the king room.
Yes.
And I assumed the king room had two beds for me, Haley, and Becca to stay. It didn't. And it was tiny. And the Good Time Hotel is beautiful.
Stunning. It's the Good Time Hotel is actually the perfect hotel for a bachelorette party.
Why do you think?
Aesthetically, it's perfect. It's in a great location. It's fun. Chic. It's girly. There's no kids.
The pool is
great.
It's amazing. They have two pools. There's not too many annoying people. It's a lot of just like girls on a weekend together.
It's very comfortable. Yes. It's a lot of like girls trips.
There's not like sleazy men. And it's not like two
at all
couples being annoying. It's all like girls, I feel like. Which
it's not like a pretentious Miami hotel. It was very like... Everyone staying there was all friends from college and needed a weekend to get fucked up.
And so it wasn't too gross. Like we all, it seemed like everyone had HPV before, but we don't currently have chlamydia. Do you know what I mean?
Like we had grown up a little bit, but if you brought us back, we are all still whores. Yes.
So, and the overall theme was hoochie.
Yes.
Hoochie was the theme, and somehow everyone nailed it in their own way. So everyone was kind of coming to my room saying hi. Then Paige and Sierra come in, and I'm a little nervous. As you know, Paige cares about hotels, and I knew that if she didn't like it, she'd be like, oh, I'm going to go stay at the W downtown. I might see you tonight. I might not. So what happened with your room, Paige?
So Sierra and I walked into our room, and it was one full bed that like we had to share, and it was just like a hallway like there. And as I'm checking in, I was like, also, can you send up like an extra clothing rack? And oh, I also need a steamer. And are there two robes in the room? Like, I'm asking all these things. I walk into the room, I open the door, I turn and look at Sierra, and I say no. And no. She goes, no. So I call downstairs, I get us upgraded.
Meanwhile, I'm getting my makeup done in a windowsill. In that moment,
I walk into our insanely huge room with two beds, a makeup nook, a full closet,
a sauna.
I look at Sierra and I go, we really should offer this to Hannah. And somehow magically my bags became unpacked, and I don't know what
happened. I just envision you guys being like, we should. And then you start going under the covers and you're like, we should. And Sierra starts doing her makeup and she's like, we definitely should. And the next thing you know, it was time for dinner and you're like, we should.
I was like, here's the plan. Just don't tell anyone what our room number is and they'll never find us.
But the good news is your room became the hub for after partying.
Yeah, which was great. We needed like one room that like everyone fit in. And honestly, I would say Sunday night when we all put our juicy sweatsuits on and went into our room and played games till 5 a.m. was like my favorite thing.
It truly was. And I have to say, Paige got me the most awesome gift. I think it was because she wanted to make sure she didn't look better than me the entire time in like an embarrassing way. She got me hair and makeup by this incredible makeup artist, Julia Ritondaro. She's Brazilian, living in Miami. She does New York sometimes too. And she did all my looks every night.
That was a must. Because the last thing you want to do when you're hungover is put a blow dryer to your head.
Oh my God. Especially like, from the pool.
Yeah, you're just
and
like,
you know,
I
would have been like, you know, just throwing a sweatshirt. And yeah, be like, you would have been chill like, bride.
I knew that's what you were going to do. You're going to be like, whatever. It's like wavy from last night. It's fine. And
there's one wave in the back.
Yeah. And like, I couldn't have that. We also had, okay, literally we made one hype video from Giggly Squad. And now every event we do, we have a hype video person.
We have to have a hype video person. So
we had... Full
I work with the most
photography
amazing photographer,
night.
Afrique Armando, who followed us everywhere. I can't wait for the photos to come out. So first night, if you're planning your bachelorette, this is what we did. Dinner at Swan. The weather was immaculate because it had like just rained.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that busy because there. I feel like people were at Seder's, people were with their family because it was a fully holiday, holy weekend that we... That our labias just were free to party.
Two holidays in one weekend, and Hannah was like, this is a great time to have a bachelorette.
Well, I was wondering, everyone was free that weekend. I realize now it's because everyone was supposed to be with their loving family, and instead we partied with our buttholes showing the whole time. Sorry, Mom.
No, I literally felt like we were in four Christmases and everyone's like going home for Easter. And we're like, we are going to help orphans. Yeah, this is a quick trip to praise the Lord.
We are missionaries for tequila. Yeah. This is a tequila missionary mission and Ja Rule is our leader.
We said Haley looked like a girl that would be married to someone who owned a mega church.
Oh my gosh.
So technically we did pray.
Wait, Haley would be so good as the wife of like Giselle Bryant.
Yes.
But the pastors get so famous that I'm like, did the Lord want this for you? Did the Lord choose you as the Justin Bieber of the mega church?
Haley's literally married to Joel Osteen.
So we get there and that's when everyone starts getting along and talking, and we all kind of know we have to have espresso martinis because the most ratchet night is upon us. Yeah. We were going to head to 11, which and is not just a bar.
We didn't even plan to have our hardest night be Friday, but I kind of feel like that's the trick. Yep. Yes, you're tired for the next day, but you have bonded so quickly and so hard if your drunkest night is the first night. And I do that anyway because I get too excited to go anywhere. So like, yep. My hardest night always is the first night because I'm so pumped.
You have to use the adrenaline to your advantage. First night, go the hardest. Yep. And I hate admin. Yeah, I hate admin, so it was my literal dream to, like, purposely, the bride is not supposed to be involved in anything, so I just kind of showed up. Paige got us the sickest table in the whole club.
It was sick.
And I feel like in the past, you've had, like, guys get tables for you, and yep. Paige had a full, like, rich man moment where, like, there were men trying to come up to our table who were getting clotheslined by bodyguards. Yeah, like, full-on clothesline, and all the strippers were all around us, and it was like, no toxic masculinity allowed!
I had literally sat at that table before, yes, with a group of guys, and been like, yeah. This is the sickest table in the club. So yeah. I knew exactly what table I wanted to be at. And the feeling of looking at a bouncer and just shaking your head and him like calmly going up to like a group of five men and being like, they're not interested, was everything I needed in my entire life.
And the strippers loved us the most because we were like, we were there to have fun with them. And we're like, it's girls' night out. Let's go.
Yeah.
I saw multiple men. You know when they kind of see you and they start doing the drunk walk towards you and you're like, Jesus, oh my God.
Yeah.
And we would just give like a subtle no.
Yeah.
And that man, I believe, I've never seen him again. Yeah. I don't know where he went, but he's never been seen again.
Honestly, I feel like we just naturally put out vibes that was like, we're not trying to fuck with you guys. Like, we're here to have fun with our girlfriends and laugh. And it was, oh my God, it was so good. And then we're partying all night. And all of a sudden we're like, okay, it's like 3:30, almost 4 o'clock. We could probably like shut it down, go back to the hotel. Someone comes over on the microphone and is like, Ja Rule is in the house.
And I was like, this is exciting. I love Ja. But I thought Ja Rule was just partying.
We all stop, look at each other. All of a sudden, Ja Rule is on the main stage, and we lost it. We absolutely lost our minds. We stayed for another, like, 2 hours.
Ja Rule performed a full, like, six-song concert, and he was so close to us. And I have to tell you, I think he was an amazing – I can't tell if I was blackout or he was just an amazing performer. He could have farted on stage the whole time, and I'd be like, that man deserves a Grammy.
No, I think he actually was really good because
he was having so much fun.
I feel like also he was locking eyes with Sierra. I'm not going to lie. Because
thought he was dating Sierra at some point.
He kept looking over at our table, and like Sierra was up on like the arm of the table. She was the highest point of the table.
And she was singing every word to him. Yes. I remember after like the fourth song, I was like, always on time. Do always on time.
And then it was next.
And then he did it. And I straight up, like, my heart went through my butthole. I lost it. I think that's when I lost my voice the first night, guys. Like, this is me recovering. And I do have to admit to people, I actually didn't tell this to Dez. I was trying to pretend that I like could handle my alcohol. There was a girl next to me who kept pouring vodka into my mouth, and I didn't want to be embarrassing, you know, and like,
oh, the table like, next to us. Yeah.
Yeah. When someone's pouring something in your mouth and you pull away, it gives me the ick.
You don't want to be the loser at the club.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a thing with particularly vodka that if I go too much, my whole body feels dizzy. Like my stomach feels like upside down. And I remember I didn't immediately puke it up, but I was like, Becca, can you come to the bathroom with me? And I was like, I think I'm going to puke. I did a full college bar, knees on the tile, head in the toilet. I heaved like 6 or 7 times. And then I was like, she's a new woman. And I went right back in, kissed Sierra on the mouth, and we had a great time.
I didn't even know you. Honestly, you did that so smoothly.
Subtle.
Like,
so
no
subtle.
One knew you were even gone from the table. No one knew you vomited your brains out. Like, you kept going, and then we went back to the hotel.
Well, me and I think it was, who's I with? I think
oh,
Haley
it was you,
Becca.
Becca and Haley. Yeah.
Me, Becca and Haley were like, okay, we're leaving. Like, nothing's going to top Ja Rule. And that's right. How I do my night. Like, once something happens that's untoppable, we're out. And you see Eric give each other a naughty look, and they're like, we're staying. They left like 20 minutes later, but
not
they felt
even.
Cool.
You guys literally walked away from the table, and I was like, was it stupid to not go with them? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, I'll get an Uber.
Yeah. So, but a bunch of the girls missed the Ja Rule concert, so we had to kind of rub it
in their
faces, as one does. Next day, 10 a.m., Haley, with, you know, sunshine coming out of her vagina, was like, it's time to go to the pool in Miami. So she got me up, and I went in the pool. Didn't see you that day.
Nope. I was not around that day. I had to sleep. I don't think I woke up until 2 p.m. that day. And I was like, what am I going to go to the pool for 2 hours? Laid in bed, had a reset moment, got ready for round two.
What did you think about the first night, though, of fashion, the feathers? Did you like it?
I loved it. I feel like everyone did it like in their own way. And it wasn't like we walked in like a bunch of like birds. We walked in and like it was a thing. Like it was a moment. Everyone knew we were together, but it was just fun.
Yeah, it wasn't in your face. And then there was a very funny meme going around in the Bravo accounts of Meredith Marks upset at the reunion in her feather jacket, being like, me from home watching Hannah's first night of The Bachelorette. And it made me laugh so fucking hard.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I did feel like everyone's eyes were on us, but it kind of is what drove me, you know?
We did meet some gigglers at the club. Do you remember
at the club? I mean, the gigglers are rampant. The gigglers are everywhere. But it really did drive me to be like, you need to push yourself farther than you've ever pushed yourself before.
This is the most I've ever seen you party.
I had a different level of energy, I think, because I had all my favorite people around me.
No, I think it was because the weekend was about you. So you were like, this is... I'm the center of attention. I have nothing to worry about. Like, if this was someone else's bachelorette party, you would have been like, I gotta go home. Like, I'm, like, dead. I drank so much. But you were like, hello? Like, are we staying out?
Like, any rap song would go and I'd be like, this is my favorite song. But I also realized not once did anyone give a speech about me.
No.
Which, kind of fucked up, am I right?
Wait, no. I think someone did on Friday night, didn't they?
We did, like, a subtle thing, but, like, you know, some bachelorette parties, they make you, like, go around and say everything you love about her?
Yeah.
I just think we were too drunk.
We're also, like, not that type of friends. Like, we're not, like, okay, if some of you may not know me, but I'm the maid of honor.
No, you would have gone around and be like, let's say the stupidest shit Hannah's ever done. Yeah. No, but I did love that, like,
Yeah, wait, Becca did tell a story about the time you were in college and you got a concussion in the middle of the night because you dove into the wall.
Yeah, I did jump into a wall because I thought I was jumping on the bed, and then I couldn't play the entire tournament and they had to just put me in a van because the lights were bad for your concussion. So I sat in a van for 3 days because I chucked myself into a wall. And then I was like, can we sue the hotel? And they were like, did the wall move? And I was like, no. And they were like, you're just stupid. Okay, I love Becca's just throwing stories out there.
I love Becca. Becca literally is Melissa McCarthy. Like, she literally is. She was Becca telling us what story was she telling? And it was literally Melissa McCarthy in Bridesmaids.
She had diarrhea on the subway. And used an umbrella to block people watching, and how no one in New York City cared. Everyone just walked past her while she was having like
explosive. I just kept picturing her saying like, I realize now that 9 dogs is a lot. And
Becca was the funniest person on the tennis team in college, and we became freaking frack. And I just laughed all through college. And like, she moved back to Arkansas and she's like living her life. And I just was like, hey, can we do this shit one more time? And she was ready to go. So this night, the second night was disco cowgirl.
Yep.
Or space cowgirl. We didn't know.
One more thing about you and Becca. Never in my life did I expect to like meet one of your friends and you be like the girly one in the friendship. Like, it was truly so interesting.
I'm the page. Yes. I'm the page in that friendship.
Yes. You literally are. You're like, Becca, is that what you're wearing? And I looked at you and I was just like, oh my God.
She would literally be like, Hannah, are you still texting boys? Come on.
Okay, so night two.
Disco Space Cowgirl.
Yeah, Disco Space Cowgirl. We don't really know. We just wanted to wear like sequins and glitter and like a cowboy hat.
That we all lost very early on. Oh, that's when I go, guys, we're going on a boat. And people were not that excited. They were like, okay, it's a boat. You guys made me move it from like 2 all the way to like 5.
Yeah.
So we all were just at the pool chilling. And then I was like, we're going to the boat.
I knew something was amiss that when we pulled up to the marina, there was a golf cart to take us to the boat. I was like, this is some rich people shit right here.
I feel like you have rich girl senses where you can tell when when there's like illegal type of money going around.
I have a third eye for really rich exclusive things. And when I saw that golf cart pull up, I said, oh, this is going to be a night.
My mom was so funny. She goes, oh, Paige belonged. Like, you were like, we don't do any. I love all boats. I'm from Brooklyn. If there was a kayak, I would have been like, boat, cool. Yeah. So we get there and the girls send us a text like, okay, it's basically like a pontoon. The shit is gross. So I knew they were fucking with me a little. Guys, I don't know how I pulled it off.
I don't either. For the whole time, I thought that they were going to come on and be like, we made a mistake. We put you on the wrong boat. We have to get you off of here.
So there's this new dating app called Shake that's launching, and they must be the sickest app ever because they basically were like, hey, like, we're launching this app. Do you want to like party on the boat? And I was like, absolutely. They booked us a mega yacht.
I mean, it was how many floors? 3. 4.
4.
It was 4 floors.
To get to it, we were doing the golf cart, and Marcella was like, oh, it's at the end. That's how you know she's a big mama.
Yeah.
She's a big dog.
At the end of the dock, we get on, full bar, full snacks.
Hot tub on top. But it was one of those where you don't know what to do because you're basically just in a house.
Yeah.
And we all kind of sat there the first hour like, what are you supposed to do in a mega yacht? I do argue, like, we were upper deck. If we were below deck, like just on a janky boat, we would have gotten like drunk crazy. But we all kind of were like, we became like rich wives.
No, we literally in that moment, we were celebrating your 3rd bachelorette party. Like, we had done it. We'd seen it.
We'd murdered 2 husbands. We got all the alimony. And we were just enjoying the breeze on our mega yacht.
It was our life insurance yacht that we had purchased because our husbands died.
But then at one point, I couldn't find Paige. We all were sitting at the top. I couldn't find her. And then someone goes, there she is. And she's two floors down at the tip of the ship. Don't even know what that's called. Sitting on the edge with her hair blowing in the breeze. And my photographer doing a full photo shoot with her.
Every place we went, my first thing I said to the photographer was, I have ideas about locations here.
Well, also, you would be like distracted the first 10 minutes. And now I realize you were location scouting in your head. Because then you'd just get up and walk away with him for, I don't know, 45 minutes.
I wouldn't say anything. I'd just be like, you come in with me.
Yeah, you were super subtle about it. And then everyone was like, oh, I'm on a pick there. And I was like, she's done it. She's already on to her next location. But the only problem, I need advice for taking photos on mega yachts because the breeze.
I know. It's windy. It's very hard to get a good photo shot.
You guys, it's so annoying to take a photo on a mega yacht when you're like so close to the sun and the clouds and the air.
It's just, it's stressful, you know? Like, ugh.
It was hard. Like, my hair kept like going in front of my eye. So then we all kind of get kind of tired. Do you remember this
moment?
This
is my favorite part. This is my favorite part of the whole trip.
Oh, before your favorite part, I realize, oh my God, I haven't taken one TikTok for the Gigglers. Like, that's what I've been put on this earth for.
We literally took no content because we were having so much fun. We had no time. Like, we had no time.
But that's why it was worth it to hire the photographer because yes. I did not want us, everywhere we go, have us all take photos of each other. That's so annoying.
It takes up so much time and there's so many girls. Like, it would have, no. The photographer was the best money ever spent.
So I saw this TikTok of girls throwing hot dogs and trying to grab it and doing it in slow-mo. And I said, this would be amazing, but I don't know what the mood is because everyone has a full face of makeup on. And I go, who is down for me to throw salami on their face? Paige perks up immediately. Perks up. She's like, I'm down. And then because Paige is down, everyone else is like, well, fucking Paige is going to do it. I have to put salami on my face. Did everyone get pimples from it? Probably.
It was so funny.
I did like eight girls. And then as I watched it, I realized me, you, and Sierra were the only ones.
Only ones that caught it. Because we're so fucking competitive. Like,
I was like,
wait,
everyone else was...
I cannot wait to tell the Gigglers about the game we did.
I know. But also yours, you put your hands so elegantly together. I was like a quarterback. I was like, how are we going to get this play?
I was like, how do I make it classy catching a piece of meat in my mouth?
So me and Sierra nailed it, which I was very happy about. We got the content and then things are chilling. And there's a joke about, like, 3 years ago on New Year's, really late, we joked about doing stand-up, and I started actually doing, like, a stand-up bit for, like, 16 friends, which is basically an open mic, like, a decent open mic in New York City. You could turn anything to a comedy club. So Raina starts, like, pretend hosting, and we had some comedians there. This guy, Marcelo, stopped by, who's, like, the king of Miami. And I was like, Marcelo, do 4 minutes for the girls. We go inside and we start a whole comedy show.
We go inside the living room of our yacht, which everyone had their own seat. We're sitting. The crew of the yacht ended up coming out into like where we're sitting, handing us drinks and snacks and listening to this full on talent show everyone starts putting on. Just to like explain the personalities on this bachelorette party. I was the quietest one. Like, I was the least funny person on this trip and, like, the least amount of personality. Every single person on this trip was main character.
Would not say you're the least funny, but I would say every single person had main character energy, but not in a competitive way. It was more like no one had a time to breathe. Like, our abs hurt so hard because, like, Ashley would say something funny. Then Becca would jump on it. Then you'd have a one-liner. Then Sierra would say something stupid at me, and I'd say something stupid back. And
we
then
literally
would jump
wrote,
in.
We wrote a movie. Like, if that entire weekend was filmed, it would be a really hilarious movie. Like...
And I have to tell you, the moments, like, fuck the mega yacht, like, that moment of us all doing stand-up together out of us just, like, loving each other, like, almost made me cry. But Raina opens. Then we had Marcelo. No, then we had Becca tell her story of shitting on the
subway.
And then we had Subway. And then Marcelo. And then I went on. And then who went on after me?
Haley sang Whitney Houston.
Haley sang Whitney Houston. And That was hysterical. Then I had to go back, save the show, because it got derailed. I did get heckled. People were going to the bathroom during my set. It was one of the tougher sets I've ever done in my life.
And Marcelo then, recorded himself to like work on his set after. Marcelo, like, we had a full
timed
open mic
and recorded his set. He's working on some new bits. And then we were an hour late for our reservation, but the staff was like loving the show so much that they were like, "Don't worry, we moved it." And after that, you're like, "Where? How much better can the night be?"
Right. I genuinely thought that. I was like, there's no way. We went to Kiki on the River. There's no way we're going to have as much fun at this like dinner than we did just now. Like, I couldn't breathe. I had to walk away sometimes because I actually was going to throw up because I couldn't catch my breath because I was laughing so hard. We get to Kiki's.
But also to get to Kiki's, there was a pretty big opening between the mega yacht and the land,
the dock. Yeah.
And we're all wearing like big cowgirl boots and heels and we're hammered, so yeah. I just start dying laughing. Like, it really felt like Below Deck where the men were like saying goodbye and I'm like,
do you
bad
remember
things
when you
can happen
turned around to me and you were like, should I just fall just for like the story to tell the giggler, should I just
should fall, I
fall in
for the,
water? The
content and yeah. You just like laughed and I was like, no, it's okay, we got the salami bit, we're fine.
So we get there. Hannah orders, because now Hannah is a rich bitch. We just got off a yacht. So Hannah orders two seafood towers.
I saw seafood tower on the menu, I had to.
I will tell you, one seafood tower, embarrassing. Two seafood towers, 401k.
Two seafood towers, that's just normal. I had Craig's voice in my head, like, get the one with lobster. And then they did come with, like, I guess the red sauce. And then I thought it was butter, but it was vinegar.
Oh,
so
yeah,
then I
cocktail
was,
sauce and vinegar.
Everyone's ordering drink shots. And I was like, can I have melted butter? And they were like, just because you're the bride, but you're so embarrassing. And then we had just, like, amazing Mediterranean food.
Yeah, it was so good. That Greek salad, oh, to die.
And we got hookahs, which yep. I don't understand how to smoke. Like, I've never understood how to inhale.
You don't know how to inhale. It's the funniest thing to
ever
watch.
I either choke myself or I don't inhale. Like, where's the in-between?
You keep it in your mouth, and then you just blow it out, and you're like, did I do it? And I'm like, not how it works. Like, not at all how it works.
But everyone looks so cool doing it. And then
This turns into a club, so they take all the food away, and then you are free to just hop up on that table and make that your dance floor. And we did.
So we, and the table isn't like that.
It's not sturdy.
Not sturdy, and neither are the chairs.
You would think at a place like that, those tables would be like bolted
cemented
into the ground.
No, nope.
Not the case.
Not at all. And Haley fell maybe like 6 times, but she always gets back up. And that is the positive sunshine that is Haley Cherie.
Yep.
And I have to tell you, that night I feel like you had some anxiety in the beginning when you first got to Kiki's. Tell me your mental health moment and how did you get out of it?
So when I was at Kiki's, I was like, fuck, I don't think I can even get drunk because I was so drunk last night and like sipping. Here I am sipping 1942 like a classy ass bitch. I was like, I will vomit this all up on the table. Then all of a sudden, Isabel's sitting on one side of me. She gets up to start dancing. Sierra's on the other side of me. She gets up to start dancing. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to be this fucking loser. So then I stand up. And then
peer pressure is really good.
Mm-hmm. Like a wave has come over me. We see a bachelor party from the corner of the room. They're like egging us on. They are like absolutely staring at us. So I was like, oh my God, we're putting on a dance routine.
You go, now that we're performing, I mean, yeah, where's now, the like, mic?
I'm here for it. Dancers are all coming out. Like, it was just such good vibes. And then we got fucked up.
And Haley's Lebanese, so she was teaching us all these dance moves. And as she was falling down. Okay, then Becca. Okay, so Becca's known in college. Becca and Paige are my two best friends, and you're both very similar in that what you guys drink more than me, but when you're with me, I kind of balance you out. But when you hang out with other people, you do like crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like in college once, Becca will outdrink anyone. But when she's not with me, I'll get a call like, hey, Becca fell in the snow and she can't get up. Can you come pick her up? And I'm like, yeah. Or like, you will like come back blackout from something. And I'm like, yeah. I'll take care of her.
Summer is right around the corner. And I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line. And it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go. But they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like if you have days that you want to rot on the couch. But like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft. But they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe. But also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15.
So I lost track of Becca and we realized Becca fell asleep sitting down in the loudest club in Miami, which is impressive in itself. And then that's when...
No, at one point I couldn't find her and I found her at... Guys, if you've ever been to Miami, all the girls look the same. She's at this table with literally 7 sextuplets. Like they all had the best bodies I've ever seen, all perfect faces. And she's trying to get to like at their table. And they're like, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Somehow she got a tambourine and like wasn't letting... any waiter pass because she thought they were trying to dance with her and they were like, excuse me, miss. And she was like, oh, yeah. So she's in full, but also she doesn't give up. Like she's not going home. That doesn't cross her mind. She's just taking a quick nap at the table. Then we turn away. 5 minutes later, the event of the party happened where my fake Prada, my Frada, somehow was lying flat.
Defiled
with ketchup. All actually pretty nicely put on top of it. Pretty like it wasn't. It was someone organizingly was like, let's put ketchup on this.
Here's my question, because we were sitting next to each other at this point and the Prada was right in front of us on the table. We literally looked away for 1 second. All of a sudden, Becca's using it as a plate. Like, where did the ketchup even come from?
Apparently, Sierra said that Haley spilled the ketchup on it, but that ketchup was... That ketchup had a purpose. That ketchup was there as a vehicle for the fries.
That ketchup was placed.
So like, Becca's blackout and Paige had on her story is just eating the dipping the fries on it over and over again. And then we just start laughing and continue to eat the fries off the Frada while I start crying. I'm like, that's my Frada. And I'm okay, guys, because that Frada was $46.
The waiter came over. He was like, hello, this is a Prada.
He took it from us and starts washing it.
We let him believe that that was a Prada.
Believe it was a Prada, but that was a Frada. And for anyone who was wondering if people can tell if it's fake or not, they can't. Maybe Becca deep down could. But that was the funniest moment. And my Frada is great, you guys. My Frada recovered. My Frada is so good. You could nylon. Dip it in ketchup. Yeah. Nylon, exactly. And that's why you buy fake bags. If that bag was $2,500, you think I would have turned into a bridezilla? Absolutely.
Right.
I would have had a fight with Becca while she was asleep.
So then that Saturday night, Sunday, we all go to the pool. Had the best
I was
time.
So proud of you when you showed up.
I know. It was like that friend that died at the pregame and then shows up to the club. Me walking into the pool. I got a standing ovation. I felt like from people who didn't even know us. Like, she's here.
Also at the pool, Paige shows up with a full white cover-up. Raina has a full white.
I had a black bathing suit on.
Underneath a white cover-up. And then Ashley had a eggshell bikini.
On a bachelorette party, you do learn the shades of every white possible variation of clothing.
On your bachelorette, would you care if people wore white?
Immediate jail time. You will have to apologize.
If I wore a white cover-up,
you will be doing an apology to the academy.
Like, even if there was a black bikini underneath.
I'd kill you.
I love how you're like, Hannah, it's your bachelorette. Shut up. Like, that was literally the mindset. People were like, Hannah. But people kept calling me the chillest bride. And I love that for them. Because I'm like, I'm so not chill with so many things. But being a bride.
Oh, the night that Sierra and I were late to dinner on Friday night. We were like 20 minutes late. And Sierra was freaking out in the room. She's like, we're going to be late. We're going to be late. And I go, Sierra, it's Hannah. You think Hannah is going to yell at us because we're 20 minutes late to dinner? And she was
Hey guys, can I talk to you for a second? Come here, come here. And I pull you aside and I go, how fucking dare you? But it was funny because normally I'm the one who's with you who's late to things. Right. So I kind of in my head was like, I know exactly what they're doing. And I'm like, they'll make it. Because everyone's like, where are they? Should we be worried? And I'm like, no, this is normally I'm the one with them. So we're at the pool. I was in the pool from 11 to 6.
Your fingers were literally prunes.
Literal adorable nubby raisin prunes. Yep. And everyone was just bopping around.
Everyone was talking to everyone. Everyone had like inside tea that they were telling other people from other things. Everyone realized they all knew people. Like, it was just.
We did a handstand contest because if you don't, did you even have fun at the pool?
Right.
I do have to say, no one cried.
No.
Why except our pool boy, Marcelo, did cry.
Oh, yes. Literally the only guy at the bachelorette party cried at the club over a completely separate issue, and we all looked at him like,
ew.
Are you okay?
Can you do that outside? Ew. But it was really cute. Yeah, so my friend Marcelo, who's an amazing comic, was in Miami.
He's
and
hilarious.
We needed a little pool boy action. But yeah, no one cried. I also even tried to start drama. Like, when people would come in my room to check in on me, I'd be like, so who do we hate? Who do we hate? Who do we love? And everyone just kept laughing.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do confessionals, but like, no one had any shit to talk.
Everyone like was obsessed with each other. Oh, another reason why this hotel was great for your bachelorette, because you love a pool. You'll literally like, I feel like you're going to have like a water birth. You love a pool so much. You can stay in the pool and the waiter comes over and hands you quesadillas. And yeah. If I could picture Hannah's bachelorette party, it's her in a pool eating Mexican food.
It was so funny because at 6 o'clock I went to go get my makeup done and I was like, oh my God, I like barely ate anything except 7 quesadillas.
Yeah, literally. You took a lactose pill every day this weekend.
I did do a drug and it's called Lactaid and I snorted it. I snorted a Lactaid.
Because when in Miami,
when
snort
in
a Lactaid.
The quesadillas are so fucking good. We had guacamole, pina coladas. But to be honest, to survive a bachelorette, you can't day drink that hard.
Yeah, no.
And I was pretty good at that. I actually wasn't drinking that much during the day. I was just very happy to be alive. Water, quesadilla, occasionally a pina colada.
We also were laughing so hard. We like didn't have time to drink during the day. Like, we were talking so much, bonding so much.
If I was drunk, I would have been like asleep at the pool. And that's not the memory that I wanted.
Not the vibe.
It was like, I hate to call women strong because I feel like people don't call men strong like that. But we were with like the strongest, most amazing, successful, funny, cool women.
It really was. It was just like
people were scared of our group.
We were a scary group. Like, I feel like honestly when we were at Kiki's, like I felt it in my bones that, like, the one table of guys that was, like, kitty corner to us, like, diagonal from us, was also next to, like, this table of, like, hot model girls. And I'm telling you, they were staring at us more because we were dying laughing, sprawled all over the table, couldn't breathe. Like, you could just tell.
Our energy was immaculate. Yeah,
our energy was up.
I don't want to tell people to get married later in life, but there is something fun about doing a bachelorette in your, like, late 20s, early 30s, when, like, you have a career and you can kind of pay for some things. Because doing a bachelorette at 24 is chaotic and, like, everyone's stressed about money.
This was so much. Yeah, we were just like, well, we'll make up for it with the next podcast idea.
I know. I kind of was like, in my head, I was like, okay, I owe you on your bachelorette, whatever it is. But I was kind of the first of this friend group, too, to get married and have a bachelorette. Like, Taylor didn't really have a bachelorette. Becca did a while ago, but I couldn't go.
Yeah.
Haley's going to have one. But, yeah, I was kind of the beginning.
I told Haley I'm coming to hers.
Yeah.
Someone
was, like, telling, I think Haley invited Becca to her wedding.
I was like, guys, we should do this every year for Hannah. Like, once a year. And Taylor was like, yeah, Paige, it's called a birthday.
I do think.
I was like, no, it has to be something separate.
I think girls' trips need to be more normalized. I think some people do it with a couple of girls if they have, like, hometown friends. But, like, this, it also, like, low-key, I have to be honest, I think we made all our partners, like, very subtly jealous
because Craig does not get jealous. He's never like, where are you, what are you doing? And at one point during the night he was like, are you guys going home? And I was like, never.
Well, I think it's because we all weren't, like, none of us were texting, so, like, no. Dez was cool, but every now and then he was like, are you good?
Yeah.
Do you need
but
help?
I also, like, it's you when you're on a bachelorette party, it's very hard to, like, convince your significant other, like, and I feel like every girl says this, they're like, seriously, we have not talked to one man. Like, we did not speak to one person with a penis the entire weekend.
Like,
except Marcelo, but I don't count him. Like, that's,
yes,
he's 24.
Well, he was the pool boy. Yeah
Like, we ordered
and in
him
my
around.
Head if I was single, I'd be like, okay, I thought my single friends, I'm like, I want them to have fun in my bachelorette, like, go flirt with guys, like, whatever. But no one wanted to.
No, we were like, get away from us.
Sierra was like,
not
avoiding eye
because
contact.
Guys aren't funny. Like, they would have killed our vibe. Like, they're just not funny.
They wouldn't have kept up, and it would have been embarrassing for them.
Yeah.
So then we did Euphoria Night, which I was very excited for the looks and the makeup.
Yeah.
It was my favorite look that the makeup artist did for me, which was
the,
like, purple, a purple
eyes
blue.
Were great. We went.
Was I the most bloated that night? Absolutely. I think at one point I was just holding my bloat like a baby. I was like, maybe people think I'm at a baby shower and leave me the fuck alone.
And you got turnt at our last dinner too. We went to Komodo. We had sushi.
We first did a whole photo shoot in the garage.
In a parking lot,
but it was, like, chic.
It was so chic. It was very Euphoria vibes. Yeah. And at that moment when it's our last dinner, our last, like, time to party, we did realize that we had not seen a man in, like, 72 hours. And so we had this waiter. Praise his name, Adam.
Adam.
He quite possibly was the hottest man we've ever seen ever.
Or and we just hadn't seen a man in a long time.
We harassed this guy.
No, it started with Taylor, who is married to a woman, who decides that her and Adam are dating
together,
and her and Adam are flirting, and then we decide that we need to all ask Adam a question about his life.
Pretty sure we got Adam fired at the end of the night because he
we
ended
got
up
Adam
sitting,
fired. We
sitting
Adam
down.
Sat down, and then we saw his boss be like, Adam, and they had, like, a whole talk, and we were like, leave Adam alone, leave him alone. He's too pretty to get yelled at.
We asked him his dating history. What's he want to do with his life? Like, where is he from?
I asked him if he's been to therapy.
He said no. He said my best friend's a therapist and I talk to him a lot. Does that
and
count?
And we said red flag.
We were like,
complete red flag.
No.
Also, I started the weekend drinking espresso martinis with Bailey's. I like it the color of my spray tan, I said. By the end, I realized a good espresso martini does not need Bailey's.
It needs a fun glass.
It needs a fun glass with a manicure. And you're good.
And you're good. Honestly, your drink could be trash, but if you have like a classy martini glass and your nails are done, that drink is great.
You're drinking it. So you were like drinking hot tea. You were spiraling a little.
I was getting fucked up.
Yeah. I was getting fucked up. I don't know why. I felt like, I guess I was still so happy and I'm like, it's the last night and I'm getting drunk. But then I realized like, you know what?
Then this it is hit enough. You. Yeah,
I said, this is like, enough. Let's go to sleep. Let's
it was
turn it
Easter.
In.
Like it was Sunday night at 11 p.m. and you were like, I think I've hit my limit.
But I also was so you were impressed by my drinking.
I was so impressed.
I feel like they think I'm like the worst.
No, I was so impressed by your drinking. Honestly, Friday night, I've never seen you go so fucking hard at a club. Like, it was just shots, drinking, dancing, talking to strippers. Like,
I do think it, mental health moment, so much of life is perspective, because I'll go to a party and talk myself into why I shouldn't be there.
Yep.
Where, like, this weekend, I had convinced myself, like, this is so worth it. And then I was able to have, like, the most fun.
It's maybe also, like, yeah. You curated the group. So, like, it was all people that you 100% feel comfortable in. Like, there was nothing bad that was could yeah, like, possibly
every
have happened.
Eye contact I made. Also, not only were they there, but I knew they, like, decided to give their weekend to me, which was, like, so sweet. I go, yeah. You guys, I curated this group of people, and I think you piped in. You're like, these are your only friends.
You paid us to be here.
No one said no. No one couldn't come. But so there is something to be said. Like, you know, when you're with a group that it is fun to like hate one person in the group, but vibes, like you have one bad conversation. You're like, I don't like people. I don't want to be here. And there wasn't any of that.
There was none of that. And then just when we think the night is over, Cheech works for a PR company and she got us all matching Juicy Couture sweatsuits. We were straight pairs.
You're skipping something.
What?
We walk outside.
Oh my god.
And we see a huge van blasting music with lights and stuff. And we didn't order that. We're trying to have a chill night. Becca and Marcelo go up. And apparently the guy's like, we're waiting for people from the restaurant. But if you guys get in now, we'll take you. And we were like, fuck it.
Done. It
was basically like $100. Felt like a party bus.
We thought we were getting sex trafficked for like a hot second, but then
we're getting sex trafficked.
But then like there was techno music and a fog machine, and I was just like, "This is like adult candy." Like, yes, sir, we'll get on your van. Like, you have a strobe light.
It was. We get in, and you forget you're in a moving vehicle, and everyone's together like it's a subway. The lights are going. The best rap music. Marcelo starts stripping. I think I was shaking my ass.
It was just the perfect way to end the weekend.
It was basically like the club. Like, yeah,
we went to a quick club. We got the vibes. And then
we get back to the hotel. And there was a moment where I'm like, I could call it a day here. I could end on top. Yeah. But we put on these juicy sweatsuits.
At this point, it's like, let's say it's like 12:30.
Yeah.
So it was like 12:30. We put on these matching juicy sweatsuits. We all gather in my room.
Because it's the biggest.
Pure sleepover vibes.
Oh, like, that was the move. So we start playing. We played Don't Think I'm Not by Candy. We played the song that Sarah and I were singing last podcast. We did a full like music video. Did everyone in their sleepovers think they were in a music video and like do dance moves?
I think so.
And then
we ordered snacks. We were all eating like cereal from boxes. We were all sitting on the bed like
Sierra and I like put our feet up on the door and we're like trying to shake twerk. Our butts, and then she fell on Haley because Haley was crawling under us. It was violent. It was perfect. But
it was
then
chaotic. But
we
then
start
Haley,
to play a game.
Haley pipes up and says, "Hey, I went to church camp and I have some games that we should play." And after we died laughing for 20 minutes, we started playing said games. There was a game. It's on TikTok and it's, you have a partner and you say 1, 2, 3 and you both have to say a word. And eventually you have to both say the same word.
Because after the first words, you think, okay, like what connects that word? And you come up with another word. And it really does test how in sync you are. And I'm not going to lie. In your intuition, did you not know
we were gonna crush it.
They're bad. Like they're bad. Like so bad. Embarrassing. Like we're embarrassed going for them.
Like 10 rounds, they couldn't get each other, a word.
Just missing. Paige and I go. We sit down, and I have to tell you, I'm actually mad that I didn't get the first one. Like if I really focused, I would have gotten the first one. I was just like, we're not gonna get the first one. If I focused, I would have gotten the first one.
So
we'll do it for them. Ready? We did 3, 2, 1.
Bed.
Cheese. And then I looked at her, and I
go,
knew
easy.
Easy. Done. 3, 2, 1.
Cheez-Its.
And everyone was silent, like scared.
They
for
thought
their
we
lives.
Cheated. They were like, there's no way that you guys won this game on the second round. And
they thought they were in Stranger Things, like we were doing mind control tricks, and we were like, no, like we really finish each other's.
We were like, Hannah goes, we have talked every single day for 4 years. I would have been pissed if we didn't get that.
Like, no, I would have been disappointed in us. And to this, I actually went to sleep last night and I was like, obviously, bed. Like, obviously, you stupid bitch. And then we were like just being crazy. Oh, then Haley did another Whitney Houston performance that we were dying laughing at. Then I went to sleep, and then Becca and Marcelo stayed with you guys, and they said you were falling asleep but would randomly pipe in.
I fell asleep at like, I'm gonna say I fell asleep at like 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Becca got in my bed. Becca slept in my bed, and I randomly woke up to the sound of hearing her say, "Do you think she knows I'm here?" And I woke up and I was just like, I know you're here. Like, you can lay in my bed.
You're massive.
Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Bed.
Like, all are welcome. And we had like a full slumber party. But I am obsessed with you know, also, like, it's weird to meet your best friend's other best friend. Like, you're just like,
But you know when you meet your best friend's other best friend from like college or high school and you're like, I've seen how we've grown apart. Like, you're like, oh, I see how that could have been cute back in the day.
Yeah.
But Becca is just one of these special people who is just such a character. And we were.
She's coming to my bachelorette.
People should start hiring her to go to everyone's bachelorette.
Dude, I genuinely think if you're nervous about your bachelorette, you could hire us and we'll come and we'll blow it up. Like, we just, the group was so perfectly curated.
Overall, I had low expectations for the weekends because I don't like partying, I don't like large groups, and I don't like attention that I didn't earn. It's like people singing happy birthday to you the whole time. Yeah. Like, it's my biggest nightmare.
Becca literally said, she was like, Friday, I really contemplated even getting on the plane. She was like, I didn't know how, if it was going to be fun, if it was going to be awkward.
Becca?
Yeah. And then, like, Sunday night, we literally were, like, crying that we had to leave.
We were so sad.
We were so, it was like we were leaving summer camp. Like, we were so, we were like, keep in touch, right? Like, we're going to see you at the wedding, right?
I couldn't even say goodbye. It was one of those where I just, like, ignored the goodbye and, like, ran off. I do have to say,
see you later. It's not goodbye.
It was like the best weekend of my life.
No, I called my mom when I got home on Monday night and I was like, Mom, no, I'm not kidding. That was the best weekend of my life.
But I'm be honest, we couldn't have done another night.
No. Oh God, no. No, 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 no. It ended the way it happened. Okay, do you want to hear like the last 5 minutes of this pod? How insane what I did when I got home from the bachelorette. I don't know if something's like, if I had like a shift, like if the moon is like somewhere else, like something's going on. I got home from the bachelorette.
What time?
I got home at like 8:30. I completely unpacked my suitcase. I did all my laundry. I hung up all my clean clothes. I did a full shower, like a girl shower, like a full wash your hair, exfoliate, shave. I got out of the shower. I blow dried my hair. I did a face mask. I did my nails. I ate ramen. And I turned the TV off, went to bed by like midnight.
Did this bachelorette change you?
I think it changed
me. Wait, did you just get like some natural serotonin?
Yes. And I was like, is this what it's like to not be depressed? I was like, this is wild. I was like, I am just like, I love my life. Like, I literally had a moment where I was like, I'm obsessed with my life and my friends. I was like, I'm going to do like good things today. Like, I'm going to do laundry like, and enjoy it.
Should I take
it.
Care of myself? It's funny because we had the exact opposite experience where I like slept on the flight kind of, but I had like the smallest seat. It was just like, I had like a crank in my neck the whole time. Get home, cuddle with butter, fall asleep watching a documentary. Abercrombie and Fitch documentary just came out on Netflix, guys. We'll discuss it next week. Get on that. Then like kind of like lost my voice. So I took a NyQuil, went to sleep at 9, woke up at 11 a.m. because Dez was calling me to see if I was alive. And
that's what the bachelorette's supposed to do.
And that means it worked. But I hope everyone enjoyed our full-ass recap. If we missed any details, we will continue it next week.
I was trying to convince Becca to come on the pod. She was like, what would I talk about? I was like, I don't even care. I just want you on the pod.
I've been people were messaging me being like, protect Becca at all costs. So we're going to have more photos that we'll be sharing on Instagram from it. And we might do a little, like, we have some video. We'll see. But make sure you guys rate, subscribe, review on Apple Podcasts. It means the world to us. Subscribe to our YouTube to watch the vids, not this one. Sorry. Honestly, it's better off you don't see my face right now. It'll ruin your fucking day. And we just thank you for giggling with us. And thank you for being there virtually at my bachelorette. You guys, love you.